On a windy morning at his home in Brighton, Colorado, a small town just outside Denver, Jim Denny is prepping for planting season.
We got two areas that we're planning to grow.
Okay.
And one is out here in this, used to be a vegetable garden.
He's okay. One of more than four dozen growers given the nod by the state's Department of Agriculture to start cultivation of industrial hemp. The plant is the same species as marijuana, but a different variety, one that lacks THC, the compound that gives users a high when smoked or ingested. It's been hailed as a super crop, one that can make U.S. farmers lots of money. Hemp seeds are increasingly showing up in foods. They're packed with protein, and the plant's fibers can be turned into everything from clothing to rope to car interiors.
The crop right now is sellable. I've already had people contact me on my website saying that we know you're growing stuff and we want to buy it from you already, and we haven't even put it in the ground.
The recent farm bill allows farmers to start cultivating hemp where state laws have legalized the crop. It was outlawed in the 1930s. Kentucky, California, and Colorado are among states that have welcomed its return. Despite its growing popularity, hemp seed is scarce. Denny's growing some hemp for a local business owner who makes a hemp-infused coffee. She has some seed on hand, but
she's selling it at like $5 a seed, so it can get pretty expensive if you buy a lot.
Wait, one seed is $5?
Yes.
For all the potential, a few bottlenecks are keeping hemp from totally taking off. It's still illegal to import viable seed. So anyone with usable seed is suddenly very, very popular.
This is a small flowering room in here. There's two.
Ben Holmes is one of those people. He's owner of Centennial Seeds, about a 20-minute drive from Denny's small grow operation. In his warehouse, emerald-colored hemp plants tower at 10 feet tall. Now that Colorado's industrial hemp growers have a statewide legal framework to operate under, Holmes says he's been inundated.
I get calls every day of every week of people who want to go into the hemp business. And when I let them know that their seed isn't available, that they really are sort of lost.
Even though Holmes is probably in the best situation in Colorado to sell seed, he doesn't have enough to go around. And he admits, because hemp isn't quite legal nationwide, he had to acquire some of his seed through nefarious means.
It would just show up in the mail or by FedEx, or someone would come to my office and say, I'm a friend of so-and-so from Czech Republic, and he asked me to give you this, and little bits of seed would come my way.
That's probably enough to scare off most large-scale crop farmers from hemp, at least initially. And that's why this year's hemp planting, not just in Colorado, but Kentucky too, will likely be modestly sized. There's not a lot known about how the plant will perform in different climates, and which varieties yield best for seed and which for fiber. Plus, current state rules forbid growers from exporting any part that could be used to grow a new plant, so it has to be processed within Colorado.
The infrastructure in Colorado is still pretty limited, and we're not quite sure how that's going to develop over the next few months.
That's Ron Carlton, Deputy Commissioner for the Colorado Department of Agriculture. Without a ton of businesses in the state processing hemp into food or fiber, hemp farmers could be left with a harvest they can't move over Colorado's borders.
So if you do cultivate hemp in any significant way, will there be a market? Will you be able to sell it? If not, then what?
All those unanswered questions haven't deterred growers like Jim Denny. Yes, his crop is going into the ground with plenty of uncertainty, but he's confident that in 5 or 10 years, he'll be part of a thriving class of hemp growers.
But the one thing that legitimized this right here, and the reason why I'm even growing this here, is the fact that they recognized what hemp was and they defined it because they put it in the Farm Bill.
And with signals like that from Congress and the federal government, it may not be long before some of America's amber waves of grain get a little greener. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.